It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. On the upcoming This Week in Agribusiness, I sat down with Susan McIsaac, Discovery Science Lead for the Climate Corporation, to discuss how variable rate scripting tools in Climate Field View can help farmers maximize profitability.
It's really important to get that crop off to a good start, isn't it?
It is. All of those decisions that you make at planting really set you up for a successful harvest. And we also know fields can be really variable. So it's important to have a plan. It's important to make those decisions and set yourself up for success. And Climate Field View can help develop that plan.
Addressing that variability with a customized planting plan can really help profitability, can it not?
It can. We've shown that there's a yield benefit to using Climate's advanced seed scripting. In 2017, users who used advanced seed scripting saw a 5 bushel per acre yield gain versus farmers who were writing their own scripts.
To see the entire interview, make sure to catch This Week in Agribusiness. And to learn more, visit climate.com. With all they have on their plates and all that they need to accomplish, you'd think members of Congress had bigger battles to fight. But now some are complaining about their colleagues who sleep in their offices on Capitol Hill. The complaint levied by 30 lawmakers is that members who sleep in their offices are taking advantage of free housing and reflecting negatively on the decorum of the House of Representatives. But Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, says he sleeps at his office because of the long nights of work. He says he lives in Janesville, Wisconsin, commutes back and forth each week. Ryan says he just works in his office. He doesn't live there. In answering the complaints of the 30 Democrats, Ryan said, "I get more work done by sleeping on a cot in my office, and I'm going to keep doing it." Wintertime fires can be a real challenge, whether it's in the cities of our region or in rural communities. At Walcott, North Dakota yesterday, a blaze on a turkey farm threatened the lives of 30,000 birds, half of them adult turkeys, because water and power were cut off to the sprawling barns. Crews worked in the stinging smoke with a blaze nearby to restore service by the end of the day and save the birds. From This Week in Agribusiness in Des Moines last night, Iowa's agriculture secretary became a U.S. Department of Agriculture official. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue came out from Washington to finally swear in his appointee at the USDA, Bill Northey, who has spent the past 11 years as Iowa's Agriculture Secretary. Perdue told the group last night he's been congratulated so much about the Northey confirmation, coming after so many months of delays, that he felt as though he was getting married. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, starting today, employees of the U.S. Department of Agriculture will be limited in the places they can go on the Internet with their work computers. Turns out, some were going to places they should not have been. As of today, even sites such as Facebook and Snapchat will be off limits to USDA employees as they work on agency computers. Back in September, the Office of Inspector General at USDA called attention to the fact some employees were visiting porn sites. There's no word on why it has taken more than 6 months for the IT officials to act on this. Apparently, they had to study the problem. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.